Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is the Council Connections show with Michael Goodridge. Connection is
made. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Council Connections show. You don't have Michael Goodridge today. You have Kelly McPherson. I'm your Community Development Officer from Yarra Rangers Council, and I'm really, really fortunate I get to hang out in the Yarra Valley. So welcome to our listeners today. We've got a jam-packed show. We're dialing in online. We kick things off. We're about to celebrate National Volunteers Week, so we welcome Michelle from Roha Community Cafe. Then we're going to handball across to Dan and Steve and Alex to have a little bit of a chat about the L2P Learning Drivers Program and a little bit of an opportunity about an entrepreneur program for young people. So stay tuned for that. Then we'll be popping across to Eastern Regional Libraries to find out what's on happening at the libraries at the moment. And last but no means least, Leanne from the Warburton Valley Market will be joining us to provide us with a little bit of an update about what's happening at this month's market. So thanks for having us. Kick back, grab a cup of tea. It is starting to get a little bit chilly, as Greg mentioned. So, hope you're nice and toasty where you are and you're dialing in to listen to our show. So without further ado, I'm going to kick things off. Welcome, Michelle from Koha and the Waterwheel Visitor Centre. You've got a couple of volunteer hats on today. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, thanks for having me today, Kelly. I do wear a couple of hats. I think that's probably true about most of us out here who volunteer tend to wear a few hats in our community, and we're happy to do so. I get to enjoy working with people at both Koha Community Cafe, and I help manage the Warburton Waterwheel Visitor Information Centre gallery and gift shop as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And it's perfect timing because National Volunteers Week is literally just on the horizon. It kicks off on the 15th of May. And I was sort of doing a little bit of research prior to the show to find out some statistics about volunteers. And 5 million people across the country volunteer through different community organisations and groups. And it's no secret, I guess, that volunteering can be really fabulous. Can you give us some ideas of what your experience has been? What are the benefits of volunteering for you personally, Michelle?
One of the biggest benefits, I think, is connection. It's connection within community and typically in some sort of cause or organization that is close to someone's heart or is offering something in the community that people enjoy and want to contribute to. So that connection with others within the community, like-minded people within the community, is I think, one of the biggest benefits. And then once you're there, you'll get that benefit of what it is giving to the community. You will see that you've given back to your community. You'll see the benefits that it's bringing to the people that come into your organization, whatever it might be. So,
yeah, absolutely. And volunteering can take on so many forms, can't it? I guess as far as Koha Community Cafe goes, perhaps give us a little bit of a background. What's Koha all about? And then we can dig a little bit deeper about volunteering opportunities there.
Sure. So Koha Community Cafe, as you can hear in its title, is about a cafe. Thursday evenings, we offer a community dinner by donation. So it's Koha is sort of the idea of reciprocity. We don't ever expect someone to pay. We always hope people can contribute because that's what helps us continue to stay alive and continue to offer these meals to the community. But if you can't afford to come, we still want you to come and enjoy a nice, healthy vegetarian meal at Koha Cafe. And so that was the roots of Koha, is starting out as offering that weekly meal so that people always had a place to go for a warm meal. It's expanded now that we have Koha Community Space, which is, if you're not familiar with it, at 25A Damons Road. It's the former senior citizens building in Warburton, now the Koha Community Space. And now we offer a wide variety of activities there, as well as offer that space for very reasonable rental to other groups that are in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, it's that opportunity for connection, and it just seems to be growing, doesn't it? The word is spreading. You've got lots of opportunities to connect over a nice warm meal. And I tell you, I follow you on Facebook and I check out the weekly recipes, and it's pretty impressive what your chef there and your volunteers offer the community group. The community members.
So. Absolutely, yeah. It's different every week. We capitalize on foods that are donated to us, some by ECOS, some by Second Bite. We also get donations from Aldi, and then we supplement that with whatever we need to. So it's a wide variety of meals each week. And then we also have leftovers available the next day. If we haven't given out everything the night before, we make sure that food continues to go back into the community. So
Yeah, absolutely, Michelle. And I guess as far as volunteering goes, what are some of the roles that people can get involved in at Koha and more broadly down the road at the Waterwheel?
Absolutely. So there's a variety of options at Koha. We're talking about food, so obviously all that food needs to be prepared. And so we need people on Wednesdays and Thursdays to help out with prep. So that means anything from cutting up vegetables to perhaps preparing a recipe yourself, if that's something you can contribute. And then we also need people Thursday night at Koha serving up those dinners. So either in the kitchen serving the meals or helping at the tables or in any checking people in at the front, whatever might be needed on the Thursday evenings. So those are the options around the meals at Koha, but then we have all the activities that are going on. You said it's starting to get chilly out there. Well, we have what's called T3 now, Toasties Tea and Talk, every Wednesday at 9:30.
Fantastic. So
come on down and have a toasty and enjoy a cuppa and have some conversation so we can use more volunteers helping out with that. Or any of our other activities, we offer Craftopia quarterly, which is a day-long craft event that people can come to. People can join in and be a facilitator, or maybe they just want to come help serve up a cuppa or just be part of community. So lots of different opportunities there to participate in at Koha. And then if I flip over and put a different hat on, I do work up at the Warburton Waterwheel, which people don't often know. That visitor center is completely volunteer-run. Everyone behind that desk is a volunteer. And so it's a very different kind of work. You're offering your perspective, if you will, on our community, sharing visitor information with people, also selling the goods that are in the gift shop, and we have a gallery there as well. So that's a very different kind of work. It's behind a desk, but also out there with the community, talking to people and sharing your love for the Yarra Valley.
Breaking the benefits of the beautiful place we get to live, work, and play. Yeah.
Absolutely, yes.
And it sounds like, Michelle, that there's quite a lot of flexible opportunities across both Koha and the Waterwheel. And, you know, as far as time commitments, are you pretty flexible with how you offer your volunteering? If people can only sort of pop down fortnightly, is that an option? How flexible are those opportunities?
We are definitely flexible, and I never want that to be the stopping point. My suggestion is give us a call and we'll chat. Let's find a place for you to fit. What is it that you can offer us? What is it that you'd like to do? What is your time flexibility and availability? Something like the Waterwheel has a little bit more of a need of a regular attendance. Koha has regular attendance need, but different shifts that are available. So in my opinion, if any of these sound interesting to you, give one of us a call, and I'll give you those numbers in a second, but give one of us a call and we'll find the opportunity that fits you. Because if you're interested, we bet we can find some place for you to fit.
Yeah, and I can imagine too, Michelle, that using Koha as an example, you'd have to have a little bit of fun in the kitchen, surely.
Oh. Absolutely. Yes. Well, that's the thing. If volunteering isn't fun, people aren't coming back. So we want people to be having fun wherever they're at. So whether it's in the kitchen with that team cutting up and scrubbing potatoes that we've gotten from ECOS or those kinds of things, you know, we definitely have fun. It's about having fun and giving back to the community.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess on that, Michelle, if people are interested in connecting, how can they connect? First up with Koha, how do they get in touch there with the team?
So if you're on Facebook, you can always check us out at Koha Community Cafe on Facebook. But the best way to have that conversation is contact our president, Suyin Chan, who was hoping to be here today but wasn't able to make it. You can call her at 0403-185-580, and she'll be happy to talk with you about all the different opportunities that are available at Koha. And then if something like the Waterwheel sounds interesting, helping out with visitors, working in the gift shop, that type of thing, give me a call. My name's Michelle again, and my number is 0458-274-224.
Brilliant. And direct access, conversation, cruisy, relaxed people that are obviously wanting to make a difference in the community. And I think that it sort of comes back to what you said at the start too, that, you know, your experience volunteering has been all about connection with people and community and the beautiful flow and effects that occur as a result. And obviously there's those mental health and benefits that come. There's that sense of fulfillment. And you might make some new friendships through the volunteering, and you might also develop some skills as well that could lead on to another pathway within the community. You just never know where those pathways will go, do you, Michelle?
Absolutely. You've hit on every one of the points there, because we're also about being helpful to the person who's volunteering. It's not all about what you're giving to the organization, but what can we bring to you? How can we teach you a new skill? Many of my volunteers at the Water Wheel are not skilled at computers when they come in, but they're learning how to use them in that job. So lots of opportunities there going both ways. And we really want it to be a fun, enjoyable place that benefits not just the organization and the community, but the person who's involved as well.
Yeah, fabulous. It sounds like a win-win for everyone. And I guess to sort of loop back down to, you know, our original discussion about National Volunteers Week, it is coming up. So it's between the 15th and the 21st of May. And really love the theme this year. The national theme is the change makers. So that can mean something different to every volunteer.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Welcome back to the Council Connection Show. My name's Dan. I'm here with Steve DeBico from the youth team at Yarra Rangers Council. My role is the Youth Development Officer for the Valley region. But just on the back of everything that we were chatting about with the National Volunteer Week coming up on the 16th of May, I'd just love to sort of chat about some volunteering opportunities that we have in the youth team as well. Welcome, Steve. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
I'd love to chat a little bit about you and your role and what you do. So, yeah, can you just let us know what you do?
Yeah, of course. So LTP, it stands for Learner 2 Probationary. And the base of it is that we're helping young people that are on their learners get through their probationary license. The reason why it's so key at the moment being the conversation around Volunteer Week is that the way that we do this is with the support of volunteers. So it's a really cool program that volunteers come on board, they sign up, we provide a car, and they head out with those learners that are maybe facing some additional barriers in getting their license. And it might be that the family doesn't own a car, or the there's no one in the family that has a license, or it may be a range of other barriers or things that are making it difficult to get those required hours up, because there's 120 hours they have to get, and without that support, it's a big challenge. So having an opportunity where they can head out with volunteers, which is a big thanks to those volunteers, especially this month as we're celebrating our National Volunteer Week, and they get those hours with those volunteers in the car that we provide, travelling all across our beautiful Yarra Ranges and enjoying the hopefully nicer, sunnier days than today.
Yeah, right. We're definitely starting to see fewer and fewer of those sunny days. I was just wondering, could you, I guess, like, describe what actually happens in the L2P program in a little bit more depth?
Yeah, of course.
What goes on?
So day to day, I guess, we can do a day to day for a learner and for a mentor, but for both of them, they have an intake process, and we look at making sure we're getting the right people on the program. But once they're in, we find the right pair as best we can, people that have the same availability, we put them together and we send them out for their drives. But they might choose a location where is a place to start for their drive, and head out on a drive that suits the learner's needs. So if the learner's only early into their hours, then we're not going to send them straight out to the freeway, and we're going to support the mentors, the volunteers in their process of what they're doing. So they have training that they go through to make sure that they understand where to take learners at different stages of driving. The other volunteers are also there to support them and help them out. And then they take their learner out for roughly an hour to 2 hours per week. So that's the commitment we look for from volunteers. Obviously, at the beginning, there's a little bit of a commitment as we go through the training and the intake. But on a week-to-week basis, what we're asking volunteers for is about 1 to 2 hours of driving. So pick up the car, head to the learner, go for a drive, enjoy yourselves while you're out there. Come back, return the car, and then head on your day. So it's not a huge commitment. And one of the really cool things about L2P, one of the things that I find is a really a good point of it, is that it can be done at any point in time that suits your own schedule. So if you're working full-time, you can still do L2P. There's no reason why you can't, because the car's available from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. and the learners have different schedules as well. So we're trying to work with their schedules and make sure that they have access when they're free. So if they're at school during the day or at TAFE or they're working, we want to make sure they've still got those opportunities to get drives in. And so we've got volunteers who are also working during the day, and they go driving after hours or on the weekends, and get a chance to build up the hours at those times. So
yeah, great. That's so cool. And am I correct in, I think I read somewhere the other day that you have had 120 learners go through their 120 hours, is that correct?
Yeah, so it's a little bit more than that. I've been on the program for 7 years, and so in the 7 years that I've been the L2P project officer, we've had 120 learners get their 120 hours and get their Ps. Bit of a mouthful, but we've actually, over the course of the entire time that Yarra Ranges has hosted L2P here, which has started in 2010, we've had over 160 learners get their Ps. Wow. Through the program. So it's a really significant impact on young people in the community, and a couple of them gone on to some really interesting things. One of them actually ended up being a paramedic, and so it's been in the paper about one of the cases that they're on as a paramedic. Another one's working in teaching, another one's working in social work. It's a really broad spectrum that they've gone into post the program.
That's really cool. And so what would be the best way to get involved with the program, either as, if you wanted to volunteer some time to be a mentor and teach some young people to drive yourself, or maybe to get involved in this as a young person, if you do need a little bit more support with getting your hours up?
Definitely. So to start with, for any volunteers keen to jump on board, please do. A lot of our volunteers will tell you that they love it, and that if you have the opportunity to do it. The simplest way is a couple of different options. If you want to email me, if you want to add a bit more information, have a bit of a chat, then email l2p@yarrarangers.vic.gov.au. Or if you want to jump online and fill out an application form straight away, you can do that on the council website, which is yarrarangers.vic.gov.au/L2P, or you can even do it through your Vic Roads account. So if you're in there paying your registration and you want to zip over to a different tab under licences and permits, then jump down to the bottom and there's a spot where you can apply. And that application spot is the same for learners as well. So if you've got a learner that may need the support, then email me at that same email address, check out the same website, or head to your Vic Roads account, and down the bottom there's an opportunity for learners to apply as well.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for joining me, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
I've also got here Alex Hill. I guess like just on the same topic of youth programs. Alex, thanks so much for joining me. You are involved with the Yarra Valley Entrepreneur Program for young people. Just describe your role and what you do. That would be fantastic.
Thanks for having me, Dan. Yep. So what we're launching here at Yarra Rangers Council in partnership with a company called iGen Foundation is the Yarra Rangers Entrepreneur and Innovation Program. And what we want to do is bring 25 Yarra Rangers residents aged between 70 and 30. We want to pair them up with iGen, who are leaders in innovation and entrepreneurship around Australia, get their business idea, get these participants' business idea, and strap a rocket to it and see what we can do with it.
That's so cool. What does that exactly entail? Like what would come under the program? So what could a young person expect if they were to jump in on that? What would the...
Okay. So first of all, you don't need to have your own business right now. You need to have an idea or an idea about an idea. And what we're going to do is basically foster and develop that idea through a six-month process. This is all 100% free. It's like Dragon's Den or Shark Tank, if you've seen it on TV. And we're going to get that idea and we're going to pair you up with a series of sort of industry leaders where there'll be mentors alongside you and develop that idea from concept to sales. It's all over the Yarra Rangers social channels and youth social channels as well as being online in a number of different locations. But to sign up itself, there's a website called Humanitix, and that's with an X at the end. And if you just search Yarra Rangers Entrepreneur and Innovation Program and Humanitix in Google, you'll find it really easily. There's more info there and you can sign up pretty easily.
That's great. Obviously really cool, super innovative program. How did you get involved with the youth team on this and how did you yourself, like, yeah, how did
sure, the whole sure. process? So I'm in economic development and we've just launched a strategy for the next 10 years. And part of that is fostering youth entrepreneurship and innovation in the region. We had a previous attempt at getting a program like this up a couple of months ago and it didn't work for whatever reason, but now it's up and going. And we've just opened up registrations for it. And it's a really exciting project that a lot of people across council are involved in. And we can't wait to see what the results are that come from it.
That's really cool. Have you had any really cool stories or anything that have come out of any, any exciting projects or anything that have come out of the applications so far, or do you have a lot of spots left for applications?
Sure. So registrations have only just opened and we've got about 20 spots left. So still plenty of opportunity for those people that are out there listening to this right now, ready to sign up if they've got that idea. We haven't delved into the ideas that people have registered with just yet, but one of the participants that has previously been with iGen was a rough sleeper in the city. And he was a young guy. He was about 16 or 17 when he was approached by the iGen founder and asked why he was rough sleeping. And they had a bit of a conversation back and forth. And he was invited to attend the next day's, the start of the program that they were running. Now, there's a lot of in between. But let me just say that because he went on that program, he initially had an idea of a cleaning business. That cleaning business didn't work out. But his idea developed into SEO optimization and is now one of the world's leading SEO optimization company founder. He's director of it. He's got offices across Europe, South America, North America and Australia, and he's on seven figures. So there's a five-year gap between iGen finding him under a bridge and him becoming the CEO of an SEO company. and a five-year gap between a seven-year figure salary and not a lot under a bridge. So we would love to be able to do half of something like that with the participants that are on our program. We would love to be able to see what's out there, what ideas are out there, and we can't wait to see what the participants bring to us.
Amazing. It's really cool to hear a story like that. And I really hope to, I would absolutely love if we did manage to get 20, 25 young people in Yarra Rangers on seven-figure salaries after creating their own business. That would be incredible.
It would be.
You never know what can come out of doing something like this. Thank you so much for joining me today, Alex.
No worries at all. Thanks for having us.
We're going to go to a couple of songs now, and then I'll hand back over to Kelly. Thank you so much for listening.
Rose, we are up to the Eastern Regional Libraries section, and there's always something amazing going on at our libraries across the Yarra Ranges. So welcome, Rose. You're here to tell us a little bit about what's happening.
Thank you so much. That was a really great intro. Love to be all pumped up. And we love putting on events here at Healesville. And at all of our libraries in Eastern Regional Libraries, but we like to, I think I've mentioned it a few times quite proudly, we like to call ourselves a destination library at Healesville, and we intend to flood you with events for that to happen. So we've got some really cool ones coming up in May. We have the Flavours of Southeast Asia with Chef Dale Prentice. That's up on this Saturday coming, 6th of May, 10:30 till 12 o'clock. It is a completely free event. Dale will be going through some of his recipes and unique flavour combinations of Southeast Asian food. It's including tastings.
Ooh, that's always good.
Yeah, we always love a foodie event here. We're so blessed to have this big kitchen in the middle of the library. So we do get to do a lot of food events that other libraries don't get to do. So that one's going to be incredible. And there are still a few, just a few available spots left in that one. So get online or give us a call at Healesville Library, or you can get online at your library.com.au to get into that event, which is this Saturday. So that's coming up very soon. We have online, we have online safety, like scam recognizing event that's coming up on Tuesday, the 9th of May. This is a really important one because it's an hour and a half from 2 o'clock till 3:30, really going through how to identify those scams. We have identified that we have so many people that just aren't sure that what they're getting is real, because these scammers with online and messages to your phone are just really so they've just become so real looking that people just cannot tell the difference. So we're going to be doing quite a few in this safety online series, and that one's coming up on the 9th of May, 2 o'clock.
Such an important space, isn't it, Rose? Because, like you say, they're getting quite sophisticated. And it's really difficult to work out what's fact and fiction. So that's a great opportunity.
Absolutely. So, you know, those ones are really important, and that's a really going to be a really good session to just go through and get the answers to the questions and actually take a look at some of the examples of fraudulent emails and text messages that you may receive that are scams. So again, that one can be booked on our events page at your library. An exciting one that I've got coming up is we're actually launching here a kids after school club. We're calling it Kids Connect. It's for ages 6+. It's going to be run fortnightly on a Tuesday, just as our launch, and we're just sort of figuring out, you know, if this is going to work. I know kids have so many things on after school, but this is really about coming and enjoying the afternoon. It'll be from 4 till 5 o'clock every second Tuesday, as I said, starting from the 9th of May. It is a booked event because we will be doing some really cool digital stuff. We'll do cooking classes. We really want to make it fun and sneak in a little bit of, you know, hidden learning in there. So
I love the educational, the little sneaky educational bites. That's great.
So that one I'm very excited to be launching next week. And, of course, we've got a Dine and Shine community lunch coming up, which is Thursday the 11th of May. That one starts at 12:30. And with that, there's going to be an insurance information session, which is really it's really helpful to just give some people some ideas of how better to have insurance. Are you on the best insurance plans? And, you know, how do you actually use insurance? We all have insurance, but it's amazing how often people have no idea what their insurance entails or what they're covered for, and whether that's changed each year when you just get the renewal and you ignore it, and is there other options, and how do you actually use it when the time comes? Are you missing out on using it when you should be using it? So that's just part of the session, but you're also going to get fed a beautiful lunch as well. So they're all events that can be booked in for here at Healesville.
And, Rose, I believe our friends from the Eastern Community Legal Centre will be actually helping facilitate that that insurance session there at Healesville.
So that should be a really good – I mean, I'm really interested in actually finding out a bit of stuff there too, because I think I've probably had insurance most of my life, but definitely all of my adult life, and, you know, I don't even know that well how I could use it. So, and am I on the right plan? So it's a good one to sort of give you a bit of a boot, especially if you've been just doing the same thing on renewal for a very long time. So, you know, get fed, get some information. That's not a terrible thing. We also have Yarra Junction Library in the Upper Yarra area. So
yes.
I can't come
What's
on
happening up there?
Chatting about them too. So they're having, next Monday, they're having a food security talk, and that's Chelsea McNabb, who is Yarra Ranger's sustainability officer, is going to just do a conversation about food security, which we had here at Healesville, and it was really popular. People really loved just, you know, getting some information on ways to you know, grow your own food, where you can be part of, you know, community projects where you can create more food security with what you have available to you. That's at 2 p.m. on Monday, and that's a booked event. So, again, jump online.
One not to be missed. Yep.
Yeah. Chelsea's incredible. Soap making as well, which I'm kind of a bit jealous because I want to do this, but I'll be working in Healesville that day. But that's on Monday, the 22nd of May at 2 o'clock. Again, a booked event. And both Healesville and Yarra Junction will both be running a national simultaneous story time.
Tell us more.
Oh, yes. So each year there's a national simultaneous story time. Everyone tries to read at the same book as close to the same time or within the same week right across Australia. It's really fun. This year's book is The Speedy Sloth. Who doesn't love a sloth? I've read the book and it's very funny and a lot of fun. We're doing one here at 10:30 on the 24th of May, which is a Wednesday. That's our family story time. So kids aged 0 to 6 years old, everyone's welcome. And it's being run at Yarra Junction on Monday the 22nd at 11 a.m. So get along to those. They're a bit of fun and it's nice to know that the entire nation, all the libraries and schools and everybody getting together and reading the same book at the same time, which is a little bit nice.
That's rather ironic. I never thought there was such a thing as a speedy sloth.
Well, when you read the book, you find out. It depends on what speedy means to you.
We go on a bit of an adventure. I'm intrigued.
An adventure. It's a bit of fun.
I'm intrigued. So thank you so much, Rose. And as a reminder, if people want to get in touch with the libraries, whether it be Healesville or Yarra Junction, how do they go about that?
That's a great question. So if you are really computer savvy, jump onto the yourlibrary.com.au website and go to our events page. If you're not computer savvy, there is nothing wrong with that. We do have phone numbers. So Healesville is 9800 6497, and if you're looking for Yarra Junction, you want to call 9800 6462. But if you look up in the directory, you can find those numbers too. And we're happy to take your call and your questions and book you into any of those events. And if you did want to become computer savvy, we could also book you into a free tech session for 1 hour, and you could learn.
And, Rose, if people are in the neighbourhood, are they able to just pop into the library and book over the counter as well?
Pop in, have a chat, book over the counter. If you're not a member, come in. You can become a member and then you can come to all our events. But even if you're not a member, you are absolutely welcome to join us for any of our events because we just love having everybody along.
Absolutely brilliant. As per usual, you never disappoint, Rose. There's always tons of activities and options and opportunities for community to get involved at the library. So thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having us, Kelly.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.
See you later. Bye-bye.
All righty. Now, moving right along, we are popping across now to Leanne Hall, who's joining us from Yarra Valley ECOS to have a little bit of a chat about the Warburton Valley Market. So, Leanne, welcome. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I just wanted to mention that I've got Chelsea McNabb in the room with me. As she was getting a good
Hello.
Plug there.
Thank you, Rose. I feel very honoured.
Well done. Well, Chelsea, we do sing your praises. And, Leanne, look, tell us a little bit more. Things seem to be, we're mixing things up for May, for the Valley Market. Tell us some more.
So I'm also here with two hats on in two different capacities. So I work at Yarra Valley ECOS and I also run the Warburton Valley Market. And so because of the highway closure, we've decided to relocate the Warburton Market to Yarra Valley ECOS in May.
Absolutely fabulous. And can you tell us and the listeners, what can you expect at the Valley Market? Tell us a little bit more.
Well, first of all, I'll let you know that it's happening this Saturday, the 6th of May, because we've had a day change as well. Normally it's the first Sunday. Just to confuse people a bit more. but because all the traffic is currently being diverted straight past ECOS on the way to Warburton, so it's easy to just pop in on your way past.
Fantastic.
And at the market this Saturday, we're going to have a bit of an African theme. So we've got Kofi Kumpe, master drummer performing with Yarra Valley Drummers. So that's a group of local drummers. We've been playing with Coffee for, I don't know, about 5 years now.
I can just imagine what that would be like to be involved in that.
Yeah, so that's very high energy. That's a lot of fun. Michelle, who was on the program before, is also drumming with us.
Brilliant.
As well. And we might even have some special African dance performers jumping in.
Yes, yes.
Drummers.
Very vibrant. I can hear the sounds. I can see the sights and the colours. Yes.
Yep, and that's all. I mean, so we practice and drum every Monday at ECOS with Coffee Kumpa. He runs classes. So we're kind of the local on-site drumming group.
Yep.
But also joining us all the way from Ghana, West Africa, we have a special group called Walla coming, and they play a mix of traditional rhythms and songs. And there's six of them. There's three of them are currently here visiting from Ghana, and the other three are located here in Melbourne. So that's
what a treat. Yeah, and as far as so if you know visitors pop along to the market, we've obviously got a lot of activity with our drumming and our dancing. What else? Like, tell us a little bit about the stallholders they can expect.
So one of the reasons we moved to a Saturday is because we already have Mel Gannicks on site, as well as Tenanzan Chocolate. He makes his chocolate here on site.
Yes,
that's vegan Aztec chocolate, really, really beautiful, special,
delicious.
And he makes Mexican tacos, traditional Mexican tacos as well. So he's opening on Saturday for us, just for this market. Normally, you can only buy from him on Fridays at the Valley Market at ECOS. So yeah, that's going to be a great treat for us.
Absolutely.
Vintage, secondhand, vintage clothing. We've got threads of saffron. We've got jewellery, pottery, we've got plants, bread, wine, face painting, Warburton Environments coming, homemade chilli oil and Yarra Valley cookies are some of the stalls that are going to be here on the day.
So, Leanne, that sounds like there's something for everyone.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. And look, you know, change of pace, different area, and like you say, pop on by Yarra Valley ECOS on your way home. Where's ECOS located for people that may not be aware?
So Yarra Valley ECOS is number 711 Old Warburton Road in Westburn.
Fantastic.
So just when you turn off Warburton Highway onto Old Warby Road to do the detour, we're just, I don't know, a few hundred metres up on the right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a perfect opportunity. And can you just remind us when is it happening, what time?
So it's this Saturday, the 6th of May, 11 till 3, and the weather forecast isn't looking great, but I want to let people know that we have a really big undercover space. So we've got really big sheds for the stalls, and we've also got an inside space for the music, so you can come get out of the weather. We'll have the fire going. You'll be nice and cosy, so don't let the weather scare you off.
Toasty, connected, rain, hail or shine.
Right.
Brilliant, brilliant. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Leanne and Chelsea. Really appreciate you plugging in to let us know about the move. And, yeah, listeners, get on down to Yarra Valley ECOS this Saturday. Sounds like there's something for everyone. And, again, if it's the weather's a little dodgy, alas, there's plenty of undercover areas. And it sounds like there's going to be a nice warm fire there as well. So get on down and connect with the crew at Yarra Valley ECOS. Thanks, Leanne.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem at all. All the best for the market.
Thank you.
Okay. And to round things out for the Council Connection show today, we have a few other opportunities on the horizon. So first up, the Hillsville Emergency Hub is hosting a future climate and impacts information session at the Memo. And it's going to be presented by internationally recognised climate change expert Professor David Carrolly. And afterwards, the session will be, you'll be able to connect with the local Hillsville Community Emergency Hub project. It is on Sunday, the 7th of May at 1:30, and you can book tickets through Eventbrite. So just jump onto Eventbrite, search the Community Emergency Hub project in Hillsville, and you'll be able to access tickets. Yarra Valley Arts, or affectionately locally known as YAVA, they're currently calling all local budding young artists aged between 15 and 25 to get involved in YAVA's Youth Art Project 2023. It's a perfect opportunity if you're local and you're a young budding artist and you're keen to sort of exhibit your work and perhaps sell your artwork in a professional gallery down at YAVA. Feel free to reach out to the team. Applications are still open for a couple of weeks. They're open until the 16th of May. So if this sounds like that's something that's interesting for you, visit www.yava.org.au and the friendly crew that down there will be able to help you out. In Council Land, we have an effective grant writing workshop coming up on Wednesday, the 24th of May, between 6 and 8:30 p.m. It is in person at the Lilydale Civic Centre. Feel free to jump on to Council's website, www.yarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and search effective grant writing, and you'll be able to find the details on a little bit more about the presenter, what to expect, and there'll be a link there to jump on and register as well. And last but no means least, we're doing a call out. Expressions of interests have been extended for the Community Changemakers program. So Council offer a free program for people that are motivated to make a bit of a difference, a positive difference in their local communities. So if you're 18 and above and you want to develop your confidence and skills and connections in your own local community, whatever that may look like for you, feel free to reach out to us. We're hoping to kick the course off in June or July, about a 10-session program. And basically it's a great way to connect with other people, trial and test some ideas that you might have, but also develop your leadership program or leadership skills. So it's all about change making and what that means to you. So again, applications close on Sunday, the 14th of May. To discover more, jump on the Shaping Yarra Rangers page, so www.shapingyarrarangers.vic.gov.au, and search for Changemakers, Community Changemakers, and you'll be able to find out more detail there. And also there's an expression of interest form online there for you to fill out. And that's everything for today's Council Connections show. Thanks so much for having us, and we look forward to joining you again in June.